I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. Our next two stories share one theme, the father-son relationship. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a man in Italy who thinks music offers an opportunity to connect with his son. First, though, we turn to Australia, where a father whose son was missing just got some excellent news. The son, British backpacker Jamie Neal, was found a few hours ago. He'd been lost in the Australian bush for almost 2 weeks. Many involved in the search had almost given up hope. Australian police were just about to officially call off the search for the 19-year-old, and the young man's father, Richard Cass, was getting ready to fly back to his home in England because he believed his son was dead. The BBC's correspondent Nick Bryant spoke to Cass soon after he was reunited with his son.
I was 3 hours away from flying home. I'd accepted I wasn't going to see my son again. Then I had the good news come through on a recorded message. I was up there, you know, my boy's been found.
You jumped on a helicopter, you came straight here, you met Jamie.
I've met Jamie.
What do you say?
Well, my main thing is I need to thank the people of Australia for what they've done for my boy, and I'm so glad to see Jamie. I can't even remember my first words. I know I had a go at him about how stupid he'd been. He's supposed to be an intelligent boy, he's supposed to have his father's brains, but it was like a training film in how to get lost in the bush, leave your phone behind. You know, the only teenager in the world would leave his phone behind. Not take a beacon with him, and he actually bought a space blanket to Australia and left it in Perth before he flew over to Sydney. So, you know, he was a bit tearful when I had a go at him. No, please don't have a go at me. But, you know, he knows we love him to bits and we're so glad to get him back.
And once you've given him a good telling off, you realise he's actually in remarkable shape.
Yeah, I knew that as long as he hadn't fallen off a cliff and dashed out his brains, he would survive. He's like me, he doesn't mind the cold. He could run to the Antarctic in his underpants and not feel the cold. So the cold was the least of my problems. Everybody else was telling me, oh, he's going to freeze out there. But I was saying, not my Jamie. One of his schoolmates at home said, if anyone can get out of this, it's Jamie, because he reads books. He's about the only kid left in England, I think, who does read books. And, well, that's come true now, you know.
And you'd given up hope.
I committed the terrible sin. I'll probably get banned from Australia. I took a chisel out to the ruined castle rocks where he's the last seen. I chiselled his name. I put born, date of birth. I put the date he'd gone missing. I didn't want people to think maybe he'd put it there, so I put my son after that, and that was meant as a kind of memorial to him.
And you buried a rose as
a red rose. Just, you know, a bit of England lying in a fallen field sort of thing, you know. But at the same time, I felt he's surrounded by such beautiful scenes here. I mean, I'm going to die and be left in a cemetery on the North Circular Road with fumes going all over me. But he had this magnificent backdrop of the Blue Mountains with lyrebirds pecking over his grave. That was what comforted me.
And how did he survive?
He survived by eating what he could, which was turned out to be some sort of seeds and something described as a rocket.
Bit of bush tucker.
That's the one, yeah.
What's going to happen now?
I'm not sure whether he's going to come back with me to London. I'm hoping to fly back this weekend
and go back.
His mum will definitely want to see him, yeah.
That was Richard Cass speaking with the BBC's Nick Bryant in Sydney, Australia. Mr. Cass's son, Jamie, was missing for almost 2 weeks until he was found earlier today.